This is exciting. Mayhem, the club night for people with learning disabilities, is back with a new venue. Yes, there seems to be lots of twists and turns in the journey for the Mayhem club nights. Let's chat to DJ Dr. Fieldus, one of the DJs for Mayhem. Morning, James.
Good morning.
Good morning. So very exciting news then, James. You've got a new venue for the Mayhem club nights. So tell us a bit about that.
Yes, so we parted company a couple of weeks back with the Doubletree, sadly, because we thought we wanted something a bit more bigger and more user friendly. So we got excited to announce we're moving over to Gosford Work to the new Firebird.
I love what they're doing with Firebird. I mean, so many community groups are using spaces there. It's kind of getting up and running. It's putting a building that's due for demolition probably in the next sort of 3 or 4 years. But in the meantime, it's there for the community. It's a music venue. There's lots of space. And of course, it used to be the old KFC building, didn't it?
Yeah, very weird, wasn't it?
Very weird. So I wonder if there's any chicken available at Mayhem. Fried chicken. Yeah, so I did go round there, actually, when it was KFC, because they used to come out and do market research. They used to stop you in the street and say, do you want to come in and sample some chicken? We'll pay you some money, like 15 quid. And, yeah, they used to. I think the people working in those offices used to get a bit sick of the sight of chicken. but, yeah, it's probably not much chicken about, but lots of dancing and lots going on. So the next Mayhem Club night, the first one at the new venue at the Firebird in Goldsworth Road, is happening on the 28th of October, 7 to 11pm, £7 a person. And you've got a bar that's serving soft and alcoholic drinks. Really important, there's no strobe lighting, so it's been made accessible for everybody. So if people may be worried about that, you know, if they have epilepsy or they can't have strobe lighting, there's none of that happening.
Yeah, exactly. So everyone will be no one will have to worry about anything at all. So they can just come in and have fun. But we're actually going to make some. Me and Aaron, we're going to be making some videos of how to get to the new venue as well. So it'll be all the platforms as well. So if you're asking where is it? Oh, it's going to be a video coming out next week.
And it's on Goldsworth Road, right in the centre of Goldsworth Road, opposite what was the job centre, really near the town centre. So you know it's great for public transport. The bus stop's nearby. You've got sort of taxis available. You've got the train station around the corner and everything, so you know it's very accessible to get to from wherever you're coming. And people come from all over the place to Mayhem, don't they?
Yeah, they come literally west from London at one point, but they come all over. Guildford, Camberley, yeah.
Brilliant. I know, no, sort of pre-COVID, these events were so popular. Everyone was really loving them. Everyone was just, you know, getting involved, getting behind them, and it was sort of a talk of the learning disability community. Oh, Mayhem's coming again. You were at the Quake nightclub building originally, then moved to Doubletree Hilton. So you've been moving around the town, but hopefully
yeah,
this
we're
is...
Yeah, around the town. We're trying to keep it going, but, it's good to keep it going for a couple of years, but,
Yeah, and it's good to have it back as well because, you know, hugely popular event. And then, of course, 2020, we had COVID and it had to stop. And that must have been a really hard time for you because I know you love doing what you do with DJing there, James.
Absolutely. It was an absolute pain in the backside, but I'm glad it's back on the road and we can just carry on doing what we do.
Absolutely. And how did you first get involved in doing this?
So, I think I've told you the story millions of times, but when I was young, I had a very cheap pair of Argos decks when I was young, and I just loved watching people. I'm listening to people on Radio 1. Dave Pearce was my idol at the time. Yeah. I was listening to him and on his dance show, and I just loved listening to this sounds like fun, and I thought I'll give it a go, and here I am.
Okay.
I haven't been taught by anyone.
You've just kind of picked it all up and self-taught yourself. Okay.
YouTube and just
So what's how did the link with Linkable, how did that come about?
So there was a friend of mine called Natalie. She had this idea of trying to bring night nightclub, may try and make it into a trying to bring nightclub easier for Dillinger's beer too, because there's not many people out there doing it.
Yeah.
And she thought, this, can we try and make this happen? So we had a we did a trial with the Quaid nightclub for, I can't remember, it was like 2005 or something like that, I think it was. And the very first one, we tried it from 7 till 9, we had over 250 people in the very first one.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. It just... It shows that there's a need for it. And what's really great about this is it has the feel of, for want of a better word, you know, a proper kind of nightclub experience rather than an event put on for people with learning disabilities. It's a proper night out, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It feels like you're going into a proper nightclub,
yes,
as we're doing a Friday, Saturday night, but we've done a blinking good job of it. So, if you've got nothing to do on the 23rd, I think it was, wasn't it? The 23rd?
It's the 28th, I believe, isn't it? The 28th of October.
Yeah, coming down on the 28th. I'm bad at moving dates. come down on the 28th and it'll be great fun.
It will be, and what skills do you think you need to be a DJ? I mean, we see this quite a lot. You know, people come to want to get involved in radio, saying, "Oh, I've been a DJ in a club," or "I've done radio, I can be a DJ in a club." They're very different skills, aren't they?
Yeah, we learned that, didn't we?
We did
learn that when I was on Surrey Hills Radio. But it's a lot different than I thought it would be. But I'm doing radio and
yes,
doing DJing, what I love doing, and it's fun.
Absolutely.
It's not a show on Fridays, by the way.
Yes, so you've got to get that plug in. But I think for you as a DJ on stage, you know, with everyone dancing, you know, hundreds of people dancing and, you know, enjoying the music you're playing, how do you actually pick what to play? Do you kind of go through, I mean, it's, I suppose you have to sort of look at the day and think, right, you may have planned to play a song, but actually another song may be more appropriate. You sort of keep an eye on the dance floor and see what song's getting people dancing.
I just sort of read the crowd, really. I try and play the more the many cheesy stuff like Saturday Night and YMCA and all that kind of stuff. But I try and keep it mixed bag as I possibly can, so it's not boring, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And that's a skill in itself, because obviously you have people of different ages there, and people like different music, and there's one song that one person might dance to and another song that people might not want to dance to, so it's keeping it going, and you do amazing work at what you do. And also, as we mentioned, you have your own radio show on Surrey Hills Radio, which is great.
Yeah, I do. It's called It's That Friday, 3 till 5. It's a good radio show that hosts my friend Mark and Mary and all the rest of the crew, and also Aaron and Tom also have radio shows on there from 12 till 2. Aaron's show is it's called EDM Central, and Tom's is from 9 till 10.
And these are all your sort of fellow club, your DJs from Mayhem, doing radio as well, which is really good. And it's brilliant what you've done, because you're doing what you love with Mayhem, but also doing your radio show, and a whole team of you with a learning disability, you know, doing all of this. And I think that just is a really great example of, you know, you can do anything that you put your mind to, really.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Well, James, it's been me.
And it mostly would have been without you, John, without getting on the radio where we are today.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm a big believer, as you know, of inclusive radio and being inclusive in life. And I think, you know, with the right support and the right guidance, I think amazing things can happen, and they do. And you're a great example of that, James. So the Mayhem Club Night is back. It's run by Lynn Cable, and James is one of the DJs. Is it just you on the night, or are you going to be sort of switching it around with some of the other DJs?
There's been me and Aaron doing sets as well. There's a guy called Alex as an hour just to warm us everyone up, and then we just go in and just have fun.
Okay, open to anyone with a learning disability to go along. It's a fully accessible venue, and carers can come as well. It happens on the 28th of October between 7 and 11 in the evening, £7 a person. If you want to find out more, you can have a look at linkable.org.uk. There's lots of information on there. The phone number for Linkable is 01483 770037, or you can email info@linkable.org.uk. It's really great to speak to you, James, and good luck for the new venue.
Just a quick mention, they're actually selling t-shirts at Mayhem as well, so you can actually purchase them as well online as well, and
Love it. Love a bit of merchandise. Love a bit of merch. Brilliant. James, have a good day. And I know we're going to play, just after our travel news, we're going to play a song for you, actually. Calvin Harris and Swell Swift Desire. Why do you like that song?
It's just great fun, son. Yeah. Especially a fun song there. I know, it makes anyone dancing, so I thought I'd play it. Why not?
Yeah, we'll get that on and maybe we'll hit Out of Mayhem.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, brilliant. Have a good day, James.
Alright,
thank you very much. There we go, James Fieldus, Dr. James Fieldus, the DJ, one of the DJs from the Mayhem Club Nights run by Lynn Cable, with their new home at the Foamy Bird in Goldsworth Road, and that's happening later this month. Do get involved with that. It's brilliant. If you have a learning disability and you want a fun night out, and carers are welcome as well.